Hello, I'm Alessandro Panattoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Chefy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fabulous like you, Chefy. How's...
Yes.
How's Soto, Chefy?
Busy, always busy.
Yes. So, Chefy, let's tell to the world that you are working in one of the 5-star restaurants in downtown Toronto.
Yeah, that's right. Soto, 120 Avenue Road.
Yes. If you want to visit Chef Alessandro and say hi to him, we are listening to your podcast. Yes, you are. Welcome. Yes, but you need to call them first.
Absolutely.
And Chefy, we are promoting our official website, food101.ca, people, or www.food101.ca is our official website where you can learn about culinary.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, and our latest article about culinary is the tomato consommé. So please do visit it and learn how to make tomato consommé and different kind of consommé. Yes, so Chefy, what we gonna talk about today?
Well, first I want to say about our book, you know?
Yes.
Book 101.
Yes, people.
You know, of course. There you go.
Yes, and I have an announcement that I'm doing the audiobook for our Food 101, Chefy. Yes, and sooner or later we gonna have all those audiobook for Food 101 from Volume 1 to 13.
The 12 was the Italian, the 13 was the Valentine.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Valentine is not yet, Chefy. So, Christmas recipe.
That's right.
Yes. So, people, Food 101 Volume 12, Italian cuisine is our topic for the whole month, probably. We are talking about the book itself, to promote the book itself. And please grab a copy from available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Chefy, what are we going to have this time that come from our Food 101?
Our book here, you know, and came up. Here we go. Let's talk about pesto. Here we go. You know, let's talk about Genovese pesto.
Genovese pesto, one of the famous.
Originated from Genoa. In Italy, North Italy. Yes.
One of the famous sauce in Italian cuisine.
That's right. You can use for anything.
Yes.
Except for dessert.
Can we not do that for dessert, shall we? Pesto alla tiramisu.
Oh, no.
No, it's not possible. Oh my god.
We can use for all the rest of the, you know, we can use for appetizer, we can use for pasta, for second dish sauce. Yeah, why not? Main dish, side dish, absolutely.
Yes. Definitely. Yes. So, Chefy, let's start how to make pesto.
Okay, pesto is so simple. Okay. So, what you need is fresh basil leaf, pine nuts. You got garlic cloves, extra virgin olive oil, parmesan cheese and pecorino, and a little bit salt and a little bit pepper. That's the ingredient. Very simple like that. So there is a different process to do it. So I make the simple one that you can do at home. You just, you clean your basil, you dry your basil, and then after you blend it with the pine nuts, with the garlic, with the olive oil and the pecorino parmigiano. Of course, that's a simple one. But there is another way that you can do, actually. You can blanch the basil and cool down rather in ice water, so they're going to keep the nice green color when you blend it. You know, sometimes, you know, it will change the color of the pesto to keep nice and green, nice bright green, okay? So that's another way. But, you know, when you, at the beginning, you know, they're so simple. You just get a blender. You just put everything inside and just blend it. That's it. And there we go. There you go. Then it's up to you to put a little bit more salt, a little bit less salt, you know. And voila, you just need the pasta, boil up the pasta, put it on, mix it. Don't saute in the heat, otherwise you're going to cook everything. It's not going to be green anymore. It's going to be brown. And... yeah, well, it's so easy to make, and then you can use for anything. You can make, if you like octopus, you can boil the octopus, and you mix with boiled potato and Genoese pesto. That's a classic salad that you can use for appetizer. And another thing you can use for, for a side dish with the roast potato, with the cauliflower. You know, blanch the cauliflower, you just pan sear the cauliflower, then you put the Genoese pesto on it. And you can even bake a little bit in the oven, nice and warm, and it's different. Yes, something that you can use in for other dish. Let's say you can pan sear a salmon, and then you can add some Genoese sauce on it. Why not? Or haddock, or even a chicken breast. Fancy a chicken breast or grilled chicken breast and serve it with a Genoese pesto. Now, there is so many other different kind of pesto, you know, that we have in Italy. Like, you can make a sun-dried tomato pesto, you can make a rugola pesto, almost the same process. And maybe later on, me and Daniel, we can, arrange another book, Italian volume, and we can add some more extra different kind of pesto there. Why not
people, volume 14 15 volume 65, yes,
yeah.
We have Italian cuisine part 2, people, because we cannot squeeze all the recipe in one book, so we need to expand for Italian, yes, cuisine. So chef, in every region in Italy you have different kind of pesto. In your place like Rome, how would you do pesto?
We have in Italy, we have some different kind of pesto that we do, like the sun-dried tomato, you can do peppers, bell peppers pesto, you can make arugula pesto, but it doesn't matter which region, because we all grow up and we know the recipe and we do by ourselves. So like, you know, Genoese, yeah, grow up in Genoa, they build this recipe in Genoa, in Liguria, but then all Italy does. You know, it's basil. It's especially in the summertime when you get fresh basil come up in the garden. You know, I remember my mom. She still does anyway. She once she got the basil, she just collect all the basil she make right away. You know, pesto for the winter time. Yes, because you know it's a easy, fast pasta to make at home. You know, when you come back from work, you don't know what to cook. Here we go. You make right away a pesto. Fast, you boil the pasta 7 minutes, 8 minutes, you got the pesto, the sauce ready. You actually can freeze too at the pesto, by the way. You can freeze, or you can make a little bags and put in the freezer, or little jar you can put it with the cover with the oil, and they're gonna last for a bit in the fridge. Yes,
definitely, people, because pesto is one of the famous versatile sauce of Italian cuisine. So, Shappy, before we go on, we want to shout out our ranking tops. Not ranking tops, our daily ranks. This is our everyday ranks.
Oh, wow.
This is according to Apple charts. So, Shappy, where are we?
Okay, so we are, yes, Canada 12. Then we have Kyrgyzstan 14, Jordan 27. Nigeria 35, Malta 41, Hong Kong 89.
Yes.
80. Luxembourg 108, Finland 198, Singapore 210, and the Czech Republic 226. I forgot my glasses today.
At least you read it without glasses. Wow.
Yes, definitely. I always forget. You know, my wife always complains because, you know, you should put a glass on. You should use the glass. So, yeah. It's always good here. That's my jacket.
Yes, and thank you so much. Okay, these are daily ranks, people. This is not our top 30 rankings, but this is our daily ranks, people. So thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I hope you will continue listening to us, because Jeff and I are dedicated to do this every week to give you information of what we are doing in the kitchen. And from the bottom of our heart, thank you so much.
Because thank you. If you have some topic that you want us to talk about, please let us know. We are willing to do it. Absolutely.
Yes, people. Now Spotify have this segment to our episode. You can comment on our episode and any kind of episodes that we have. You can comment in on it and then give suggestion of what topic you want, or tell us what you want to make this podcast more better,
bolder and bigger.
Yes, good job, Chevy. Good job. And thank you so much, because this podcast is created to empower food. Just now we are talking pesto.
Yes, pesto, classic.
Classic pesto. Italian cuisine. It's been four or three. This is the fourth time that we talk about pesto.
Yeah, it's very simple to do it, so it's not a difficult recipe, and anybody can do at home. You know, just follow our book. You know? Yeah, just follow the recipe, and that's it. It's so easy. Because we want to keep as easy as possible, so that's the way that, you know, you should enjoy more the kitchen. You know, and then I think more experience you have, more. If you want more challenge, then you start to get a little bit, you know, difficult recipe. Why not? We can help you for that too. Yeah. But yes, what can I say about the pesto? The pesto, it's as good as it is. You know, you can make even lasagna with the pesto. You know?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Lasagna, pesto.
Lasagna. What about focaccia? We were talking about focaccia, no? And a couple of episodes ago. We did, and yes, you can make focaccia, you can put pesto on top of the focaccia, it tastes pretty good. It's always handy, you know, to keep the pesto at home, you know, not just for the pasta, but even for the other things. So definitely. It's very, very easy to do it, to keep.
So, Chefy, usually pesto, if you go to Italy, they use mortar for the classic pesto. What are your suggestions for making pesto?
Well, the old fashion, you know, you keep the old mortar, you just smash everything, you start, you know, with pine nuts, garlic, basil, you know, everything, you know. And you're in a big go like this if you want to do a lot at home, you know. You start to blend everything now.
Yes.
Put processor, or, you know, even a regular blender, you can do at home. Don't be so difficult, you know, make your life easier. Yeah, of course, before it was tradition. You just put on the mortar, you know, everything you do by hand. But time change, and we don't have too much time anymore to spend, even if I believe that time is very important in the kitchen, you know. Time is very important, you know, especially if you want to make something very nice. And, you know, I always believe you got to enjoy, you know, what you do at home, you know, and you get to enjoy the time with the family, and it's going to be a part of the day, you know, normal routine. And it's just now, it just, you know, looks like, you know, everybody's faster, you know, try to find an easy way and a fast way to cook and to prepare stuff. So the easy way is using the blender or a food processor.
Yes. Fast, they said.
Yes, fast. Yes.
So, Chefy, what will be your advice for those beginners who are going to do the pesto sauce?
Well, my suggestion, you know, it's not that hard, you know, it's not that difficult. So, you know, it doesn't matter which one you want to start first. You're going to start with the basil, you know, of the olive oil, or it doesn't matter, because if you use a blender or you have a food processor, you know, it's going to mix everything anyway. I would suggest a blender, because it's going to make nice and smooth. And of course, if you have a mortar, it's much, much better, because you can do it by hand. But, you know, it takes time, lots of patience, but it works, it does. It's always did.
It worked.
Yeah. And yeah, but this, yeah, just start with the, follow the recipe. Yeah, start with the leaves, then the nuts, and, you know, keep going with olive oil and garlic and salt, pepper, and Parmesan cheese or pecorino, because I'll try to mix half and half pecorino and Parmigiano. But be careful when you put the salt, because, you know, sometimes the pecorino is very salty, as a cheese. So it's, be careful.
Yes.
Then after you can arrange as your taste, of course, you know, more, a little bit more pecorino, a little bit less pecorino, you know?
Yes. Any kind of between Parmigiano or pecorino, right, Chef? Yes. Either of the two. So what else? What kind of cheese, Chef, except for the two, what else I can use if I don't have that one?
Well, that's the classic that you should use anyway, Parmigiano and Pecorino. That's what the recipe asks for, and that's what we always did. But I don't know if you think there is anything else you can put it on, you know, because you need a powder, so it's... It's different, you know. It's not like you can't put mozzarella, or you can't put, you need the Parmigiano pecorino.
Yes, definitely. That is the original recipe for the Italian people. So if you want to taste authentic Italian pesto, you need to follow our book.
Yes.
Food 101, Volume 12, Italian Cuisine.
Yes, remember this one here. Here we go.
Yes. So, Chefy, before we go on, I'm inviting you people to listen to my other podcast, which is Movie 101 on my fourth season, people. And please do listen to my latest episode. I interviewed one of the executive producer of Hope Studios, because they are producing one of a kind of movie called The Huffle this coming April, and it was directed by one of the Emmy Award winning director, Cale Portbury, from Australia. So please do listen Movie 101 review on my fourth season, people. So, and also my books, I'm promoting my books, Chefy. Not only one, but our books and books and books. So Food 101 and Volume 1 Basics until 13, people, until 13. Because these books will give you knowledge how to create a delicious food. Available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Chefy, pesto, where can I use in the kitchen?
For what I can use in the kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah, like I said before, yeah, you can use for anything except for dessert. No, but, you know, you can use it for an appetizer, for pasta, for fish, for chicken, for beef. Everything is good for, except for, you know, sweets. Just, you know, you can put on the sweet, but bread, inside the bread. Yeah, if you want to make homemade bread, you can just spread inside, you roll it, and you let it raise, and you got this flavor inside of... pesto, why not?
Yes, why not?
If there is If you want nuts free, you can, you know, just eliminate the pine nuts, of course.
Mm, yes.
And you can make without. Absolutely.
Yes. Can I use nut, any kind of nuts every? What do you think?
Well, you can change the pine nuts if you want. If you feel like, you know, you can use macadamia nuts if you want. Or, I don't know, you can make some, you can use walnuts eventually, almond, you know, just to eliminate, if somebody don't like pine nuts, yeah, you can substitute, but it's not going to be the same flavor like you know, the original, but it can go close enough, but it make you a little bit, you know, if you have some, you know, problem for, you know, you can use pine nuts.
Yes.
I don't know, you can eventually put with a pistachio inside, why not?
Why not? Because people, pine nuts is so expensive. If you don't have the budget, you can replace, as Jeff said, other nuts that, well, it's not the same as pine nuts because pine nuts is one of a kind. at least you are making pesto that, let's say, similar to what the Italian are doing. So, Chefy, what else are we going to talk about? Pesto. Let's do samples, Chefy. So, let's do appetizer for pesto. Where can I use?
Well, for pesto, for appetizer, we can make even a caprese salad. If you want, you can put pesto on it.
Yes.
It's a nice match. You know, you got your fresh mozzarella, you got your tomato. Instead to season with the regular flavor, you know, like just with the salt, pepper, and olive oil, you can change it. You can put some pesto. Why not?
Why not?
Like I said before, the octopus with the potato salad is classic. And you can use a Genoese pesto. Let's say a seafood salad, you can you know, arrange it with the pesto flavor on it. Okay, let's say a tuna.
Oh, no,
tuna.
Nice.
You can make a tuna salad with fresh tuna salad with the nice pesto, marinated with the pesto.
Yes. Why not, people? That's for the appetizer.
You can go with the pasta. With the pasta, you can go with the lasagna, Genoese lasagna. You can make a classic trenette pesto, linguine, pesto pasta. So, cannelloni. You can make cheese cannelloni and bechamel sauce and pesto. Why not?
Why not?
You know, ravioli. You can get some ricotta cheese ravioli with pesto sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trophy pesto.
Trophy pesto. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
You can do also baked pasta or baked what they call this, instead of, as your chef said, lasagna already, but instead of usual bake.
If you want to change noodles, if you want to change noodles, you can use ziti, you can use rigatoni, you can use penne, you just mix with a nice, if you want bechamel sauce or, you know, cream sauce, and then you add some pesto, here we go. And you bake in the oven with some nice fresh parmigiano pecorino on top, and we go nice like that.
Yes.
A different dish, of course.
Yes, definitely.
And you go on the main dish, you can vary from fish and meat. You can change, and you can go with the salmon, with the halibut, with any kind of fish is going to match good with a nice sauce of pesto sauce. And same thing for the meat. You have a nice chicken with meat, or even a pork, you know, pork chop.
Yes.
Grilled pork chop, you can put some nice Genovese pesto beside. Why not? That's good.
Mm. Yes.
Vegetable too.
Yes. It's one of a kind. It's something else that make you wow in the kitchen if you're going to prepare pesto for your family. Try it.
Yes.
Are you doing pesto at home?
It's an easy sauce, can be used for many, many things.
Yes.
So that's the good thing about it. So if you don't know how to do that, you can use as many things you like.
Definitely. So are you doing pesto at home, Chefy?
Yeah. At home, my kids love it. Yes. Work sometimes.
Oh,
sometimes.
In demand.
In demand. Demand. Yeah, sometimes demand they ask for, so we prepare. And but usually I prefer, you know, make it in the summertime when there is nice fresh basil and, you know, it's got all this the perfume and the smell of the fresh
basil. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, people, basil is one of a kind supreme Italian sauce that you need to try because it's easy to do and delicious.
Mostly, you know, if you don't have if you don't have the basil, you can substitute with arugula. You can make arugula paste instead.
Yes.
You know, just for change, you know, like you can find arugula all year round in the grocery store, even the basil too. But sometimes when the summertime's got the nice strong flavor, then if you make a lot, you just save it for the winter. It'll be fantastic. It's like you just made it the same day. You know, it's completely fresh, unique. You know, and yes, fresh. And instead, you can find arugula anytime, and you can make arugula paste. You know, and it's different, but it still does the job. You know, you can use for everything too.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Well done and well said, Ms. Chef Alessandro, because you know what, people? We are highly recommending pesto at home.
Yes.
Because it's something that you need to prepare for your children or for your family, so that we're gonna say, oh, you are one of the professional chef. Assume you're a professional chef, you're doing pesto.
Well, you don't have to be a professional, you know, to make a pesto. Yes. So it's a easy way to
impress.
Make a nice soup.
Yes, so. Just to impress somebody, yeah. People make a pesto.
Oh yeah, you can impress if you use it in a different way. Yes, you're gonna impress people, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and you know, you can always say it's not the stuff that you find at the store. You know, I made it this from scratch. Yeah. So that's the good thing. You know, when you make it from by yourself at home, you know, you can, you know, tell everybody, yeah, that's I made this one.
proud to be a chef. Oh,
absolutely.
Okay, Chefy. Before we go on, people, Chef and I are so grateful again for supporting this podcast, and we are telling you that next month, or not next month, probably in the middle of next month, April, our audiobook is coming out. Food 101 Volume 1 Basics Until 13. I'm preparing for all the audiobooks. That's why I'm so busy. Chef and I are so busy. Preparing all this audiobook. I hope you can see the voice of Chef Alessandro doing Food 101 Volume 12. Italian cuisine. Can you say it, Chefy? Food 101 Volume
12.
Can you say it for our... because audiobook is always say Food 101 Volume 12 Italian cuisine. Oh, can you say that?
Absolutely. Food 101 Italian cuisine.
Yes. So please do support us, people. If we do our audiobook for our culinary books, soon to be available on Audible. So please do watch out for that. And of course, our culinary course. Chef and I are always busy thinking something to make this podcast expandable.
Yes,
we are not stopping for that. For sure, we gonna make for sure merchandise for our Food 101. We're gonna t-shirt Food 101. I want to apologize, Chefy, because I did not give you the one t-shirt. I did Food 101 last time, but Chef and I'm for sure we're gonna do a merchandise for Food 101 t-shirt. Watch for that, people. I'm thinking about that long time. I did a sample I showed to Chef Alessandro, and I think it's good for t-shirts. So I'm planning to do a sample for Food 101 t-shirt logo. All right, Chubby.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yes, we are expanding and expanding. I told you people that this podcast will be more surprises to come for years to come. So, Chefy.
Yes, my young people.
See you soon.